hello again. It is myself, Miles McKay, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Hey, by the way, thanks for those emails I'm getting. I love to get those emails. Just go to my website and email me. I love to hear from you. But listen, we're talking this week about the humanity, the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we've talked also about his dual nature. How that, see, to understand Jesus, you've got to understand that he is both God and man. Really God, really man, really human. There was, years ago, there was a great reformer, Theodore Beza, in his work, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He gives a wonderful explanation of the two natures of Jesus. He says, the wrath of God being infinite, there was no human or angelic strength known which could bear such a weight without being crushed. And he who was to live again, after having conquered the devil, sin, and the world, and death, united to the wrath of God, had to be therefore not only perfect man, but also the true God. And he goes on to write, in order to better manifest this incomprehensible goodness, God did not wish that his grace should only equal our crime. I love that. He willed that where grace abounds, grace superabounds. For this reason, while he was created in the image of God, the first Adam, are you listening? The first Adam, that's Adam, the Adam, the first Adam, that fella in the garden. The first Adam, author of our sin, was earthly, as his frailty showed well. Jesus Christ, on the contrary, the last Adam, through whom we are saved, while being true and perfect man, is nevertheless the Lord come from heaven. That is to say, the true God, for in essence all the fullness of divinity dwells in him. If the disobedience of Adam made us fall, the righteousness of Jesus Christ gives us more security than we had previously. Amen. That is great. We have more security than we have ever had before because of the works of one man, Jesus the Christ. Jesus is both fully God and fully man. It couldn't have been any other way. Oh, no, no, no. But if we don't grasp this, we don't grasp redemption. This is the essence of redemption. And the opponents of the gospel refuse to see this essential gospel truth, that Jesus is fully man, yet fully God. And they point to matters that belong to his ministry as the representative man and try to prove from these that he is not the eternal one. And it's a load of nonsense that they come up with. Hey, listen to me. You're hurting. Why don't you come to him by simple faith? Say, Jesus, you know me. You understand me. You've walked here as a human being. You understand me. And you know my sin. Forgive me. Why don't you do that? Ask him to save you. Trust him for his mercy. And he'll save you to the uttermost. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKay. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckay.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.